like catching big walleye? Do you like chasing trophy walleye? Do you like learning how to catch more walleye? Do you like meeting new fishing friends? If so, combine all four and join us at the 2022 Teachin' Fish and Fishing Education Weekend in Huron, Ohio, November 3rd through the 6th. In our 18th year, we bring four full days of fishing, seminars, workshops, great food, and a little bit more to help you improve your chances at big walleye, trophy walleye, more walleye, and new friends. For details, visit www.teachinfishing.com.
Just the facts.
It's a fact that crankbait color is the final step of our eight steps, but it can be a critical piece of triggering fish to bite, especially in the fall. In the fall, I go a little bit away from the norm. I don't fish a lot of metallics. I fish a lot of white, gray, bone-based baits. I like a lot of purple-based, black-based baits. I stay away from chromes and metallics because I don't think they catch so many fish in the fall as more subtle bodies do. I also like one of four colors on the bottom of my bait. Purple, red, orange, or pink have proven over the years to be killers in the fall. And most of the baits I put in the fall have stripes, lines, or dots on them because those accents help make your bait more effective in the fall. Pay attention to those little details, and I promise you you'll catch more trophy walleye this fall when you're pulling crankbaits.
Just the facts.
Hello, anglers, and welcome into Teaching Fishing Coffee Hour Plus. It is September 28th. I am Captain Lance Valentine. It is cold, turning into fall. My heater kicked on here in the studio. I got it set at 56 and the furnace kicked on. I'm not ready. I'm not a big fan of hot winter or hot summer, but man, oh man, I don't know if I'm ready for fall quite yet, but I am ready for the great fishing that happens in fall. So I guess all good things have to come to an end, the good steady fishing we've had all summer on Lake Erie, on Saginaw Bay, every place that I've got fishing reports from and talked to guys. This has been just a fabulous season for all kinds of species, no matter where you have fish. So unfortunately, we're out of that constant, consistent weather of summer, good solid patterns that last for a while. We're in this transition. We talked about that the other day, or this month at the Teaching Fish and Anglers Club. We talked about the transition from summer to fall, what's happening, and how you can react to it. We had a good live Q&A last night. And tonight we're going to talk about fall crankbait colors. 2 weeks ago, we talked about my favorite fall crankbait shapes. We're going to get into color. But before we do, a couple things. I'm telling you, if you miss the Teaching Fish and Education, I'm sorry, the Teaching Fish and Anglers Club, or the Teaching Fish and Education Weekend, oh boy, if you miss the Fish and Education Weekend coming in November, you're missing an opportunity to, number one, catch a lot of good big walleye. Number two, meet a lot of really cool fishing friends. Number three, you're going to miss a lot of seminars and information that's just available to the folks that come. And lastly, you're going to miss a lot of fun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 3rd to the 6th. Just scroll down below the video here and you can see where it says upcoming events. Click on the Fishing Education Weekend. Get the details. Sign up now. If you don't have a boat, that's okay. Come as a non-boater. We'll get you on a boat. If you have a boat and you don't have a partner, that's okay. Sign up as a boater. Let us know you've got room for one or two folks in your boat and we'll be more than happy to get you going. You don't want to miss it. I think this year, I was looking at my records the other day. I talked about it last night in the live Q&A. We did not have these 5 days of cold weather, rain, wind, cold. We did not have five steady days of that until the middle of October last year. So we are a couple weeks ahead, which means if everything stays, water should be the right temperature, should be cool when we get to Huron, Ohio in early November, and the bite should be close and it should be on. So you're not going to want to miss this fall. I think it's going to turn out to be a fantastic fall. Check us out on the Fishing Education Weekend. Okay, let's get going into fall. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Fall. Another reason I don't like fall. My allergies are kicking in.
Hang on just a second, guys.
Wow. Okay, there we go. Fall crankbait colors. Now, look at. We can talk to 500 guys and get 500 different ideas of lure color. I have my favorites. You have your favorites. That's okay. You should. Well, I'm going to talk to you about some general principles and then a little bit of specifics. Now, why am I telling you this, and why am I going to stand here and defend and support what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to do that because I have stacks and stacks and reams of paper that are record keeping from the last 25 years I fished Erie, and the last 18 years we've been doing our trip down there, and all the anglers, you know, participating in and recording their information, keeping good catch report sheets. So this is information that it just, the data just bears it out, right? Are there other colors? Are there anomalies? Like last year, we caught some fish on some chrome lures because the water's a little warmer. Yeah, there are. But these are going to be some pretty consistent guidelines and pretty solid guidelines that you should follow and think about when you're picking fall crankbait colors this fall. Okay? All right, let's do this. Pay attention to water clarity. I think that's really important. You know, we have talked a lot about staying out of the brown water, staying out of the blue water, finding green water, and fall, that still applies. If you can find stained green water, you've got it, right? Stay out of the blue water specifically. There are some things you can do in dirty water, especially if the sun is shining. We'll talk about that a little bit later. White and bone-based lures in cold water are my favorites. As the water gets colder, white based baits, gray bait based baits have a tendency to work better. It's just an absolute, my records prove that out, right? As the water gets colder, whites, bones, gray bases work really well. Cold water, and if the water is a little bit clear, again, still green, but clearer green, blacks and purples are baits I fish a lot. Leo said Black Mamba, Purple Demon, a couple other different purples that we fish. Purples and blacks, if you're in green water and it happens to be clear, the sky is clear, the water doesn't have a lot of stain in it, but it's green. Purples and blacks are some of my favorites. Metallics are my last choice. I'm going to talk about an exception to that in just a second. I don't fish a lot of chromes. I may fish some golds. If I'm going to fish a metallic, I like copper. That's just me in the fall time. I'm not a big silver guy and really not a metallic gold guy in the fall, but metallic copper sometimes. And then don't forget clear baits. You know, Reef Runner has their whole series of bare naked baits, right? Where the body is actually clear. You know, I'm looking at some P10s and top 20s right here in a box. A lot of the companies have these clear baits that they either leave clear with a little bit of background, a little back and stomach accent, or they actually paint over the clear, but the lure is clear itself. Those can be really good, especially in cleaner water, bright days, very little wave action. Clear body baits can be a killer. So make sure you've got some of those in your crankbait selection, okay? As always, when we talk about crankbaits, bottom color is much more important than the side or the top color. Remember, color on the top catches fishermen, the color on the bottom catches fish. That's important because in the fall, you get a lot of fish that come from 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 10 feet below a fish to come up and hit a crankbait. They don't see the top of the lure. They see a little bit of the side and they see the bottom. So pay attention to the bottom. And you guys know that I like those four colors, prop colors, purple, red, orange, and pink. Those are my four favorite colors on the bottom of a lure. That's something I've talked about forever. And it doesn't have to be a lot, right? Even this Black Mamba's got a chartreuse belly, but it's got a red throat. That's a much better lure than not having that red throat. I'm telling you. Purple, red, orange, and pink are definitely colors that you want on the bottom of your lure or the bottom half of the side of your lure. Dots and stripes in the fall time, cold water. Dots and stripes have a tendency to make a lure a little bit better. So obviously dots, right? So there's dots, that's pink squirrel. This is pink Wonder Bread. You know, the Wonder Bread series, there's all kinds of baits with dots. This is a Fire Tiger Fire Stripe lure. This is one of Mike's custom Husky jerks with some stripes on the side. I like stripes. I like dots. Doesn't have to be a lot of them, just a couple. And I like them towards the bottom of the bait, but dots and stripes definitely produce more fish. For me, at least, and my records show that dots and stripes have a tendency to produce more fish than just plain old bait. So if you got a lot of baits you like, you go, man, I'd like to add a stripe or I'd like to add a dot, go to Office Staples, buy yourself a set of magic markers and put a couple dots. It's that simple. You got a lure, go, man, I wish I had more pink on the belly. Take a pink magic marker, color it up. All that stuff makes a difference. And you see, I've got a bunch of baits here, but you know, pink belly. Let me get down here. Pink belly, orange belly, orange belly, orange red throat, pink belly, right? So, I mean, it's just something that I do. I'm a big believer in purple, red, orange, and pink, and I'm a huge believer in dots and stripes as the water gets cold. Okay, I talked about an exception to fishing dirty water. If you have dirty water, stay away from it unless the sun is up. If you have dirty water, it's a little tip I'm going to give you. If you have dirty water and the sun is up and it's bright, don't be afraid to run crankbaits in that dirty water. Sun has to be up. Sun has to be bright. And run them very short. I'm talking 8, 10, 12 feet behind a board. Those fish will come in that dirty water up to the surface. And there's times you can actually see their dorsal fins out of the water. Big walleye. You can catch those fish in that dirty water as long as the sun is up. Now, a couple of colors that I absolutely fish almost all the time in that situation. My favorite, number one, is raspberry dolphin. Metallic copper body, purple head, pink stripe on the belly. Love it. I absolutely love raspberry dolphin all the time, but I definitely love it in dirty water with the sun up. And another one I fish a lot is cat dog. Solid orange body with some stripes and a purple head. Those two colors excel when you've got dirty water, and I mean water you can't even see your cavitation plate in, as long as the sun is shining. That's a big deal. Leo says, how about UV tape for clear days? I don't know at the depths that we fish, you know, the shallow depths that we fish for walleye. I don't know if UV tape is that big of a deal. I don't think it'll ever hurt you. It's not something that I do. You know, for me, UV is more of a deeper thing where there's not a lot of light penetration, and the UV glow actually helps create a little bit of an aura around the lures. I'm not a big UV guy in shallow water. It's something I've never played with. Could it be good? I'm sure it can be. If any of you have played with it, let me know. It's not anything that I really play with. Again, I think UV is better for baits a little bit deeper, but I'm not going to discount it at all. Slap it on there and see what happens. That's the only thing I would tell you to do, Leo, is put it on there and see what happens. Jim says, how about straight black? I don't like straight black. I like some color on the bottom of my lure, right? Again, purple, red, orange, or pink, I don't care. It doesn't have to be a lot, just a little bit. But solid black is something I don't fish a lot of. I do fish a black Wonder Bread. It's a solid black lure with pink, purple, and chartreuse dots. I do fish that. I continue my dots all the way to the butt to the belly of the lure, so there is that. But solid black is something I don't fish a lot of. I just don't. Now, let's back up a little bit, Jimmy. Nighttime, if I'm fishing, you know, after dark, especially on a full moon, solid black is something that I would put in the water all the time. I like solid black, solid purples in nighttime conditions, especially with a high moon. Just something that's been proven to me over the years when I've done a little bit of night fishing, that solid black, solid purple, dark lures catch a lot of fish. Steve says, how shallow will we be fishing if the water temps are 52 to 55? If we get down in that magic, you know, that magic number 52, we could be fishing as shallow as 11, as deep as 40, 45. If the water's a little warmer, we could be out in 55, 58 feet of water. If we get there and we get water temps down in the 50s, the low, you know, right around 50, 52 to 50, you know, we could be catching fish right up against the bank. So most of the fish we catch in Huron, though, over the years, we've, you know, we fished it with 60-degree surface temperatures. We fished it with, you know, 47-degree surface temperatures. But I would tell you a good average depth in Huron, plan on fishing 35 to 45 feet of water. And most of your active fish are going to come, you know, 15 to 25 feet down over that. So whatever you can, if you can get baits down to that 15, 20, 25 foot range, you're going to be able to catch some fish in Ohio, regardless of what the water temperature is. So, and it's going to depend. It's going to depend on water clarity. It's going to depend on wind direction. It's going to depend on, obviously, water temperature at the surface and water temperature at the bottom of the lake. So there's lots of factors that go into that. And we'll kick that off Thursday. When you guys get there Thursday, the first thing we'll do before dinner on Thursday is we'll kind of walk through a conditions meeting. Then we'll have dinner. Then we'll kind of walk through what to expect for the week and how to get going. So we'll get you all dialed in on Thursday. I'm going to be down there early this year. I start guiding October 27th. Down there. So I'm going to have about a week of fishing before the guys get there. So we should have some stuff dialed in pretty good and hopefully have you on some fish. We usually do. Okay. All right. So that's just kind of a quick breakdown of some factors that I think are important for crankbait color in the fall. You know, that would be a completely different conversation in the spring, would be a completely different conversation in the summer. But for fall, again, those are things that I like. I avoid metallics. I like bone or dark based baits, purple, red, orange, or pink on the bottom. And I really think that stripes, dots, lines definitely make a difference, make a bait a little bit better. Okay. And you don't have to have, look at, you don't have to have any of that. Purple, red, orange, pink, dots, or stripes. You don't have to have any of that in maximum amount, right? It can be a very little amount. It just makes the bait a little bit better when you're fishing it, right? Another thing that we could talk about, we talk about fall crankbaits, and we're talking about color, but, you know, low frequency sound is a big deal in the fall. I think the colder the water is, the more a big deal low frequency sound is. And you're going to want to pick some baits. We talked about this last 2 weeks ago. You're going to want to pick some baits that you can work at speeds down, you know, right around a mile, 1.2 an hour. And you want baits that are going to work. You can fish as fast as 3, 3 1/4. So speed is a big deal in the fall. You have to get it right. We're going to talk about that more about that in October. As we talk about the Coffee Hour Pluses, our trolling speed for fall. And I can't remember what else we're going to do, but I know one of them is finding good spots on a map so you can easily kind of figure out places to go. And then finding and keeping the right trolling speed in cold water. So those are our two Coffee Hour Pluses for next month. And our Teach the Fish and Anglers Club topic of the month is preparing for the slam. We're going to talk about how to focus just on catching big fish, things you have to change about your approach, your tackle, your ideas, your mindset, things you have to change to just focus on on catching big fish. Gary said, I only have a 16-foot boat. Would you recommend it for that time of year for the Fishing Education Weekend? That's a little on the small side, Gary. Obviously, it's Lake Erie in November. It can get a little rocky. It can get a little rough. You could be lucky. We could get fish close to shore that you could absolutely fish. We could get beautiful days that without question you could fish. What I would tell you, Gary, is I would tell you to bring your boat. And if we get a day where it gets too rough, we can get you or you and your partner in bigger boats so you guys don't miss a day of fishing. And the days that you can go out in your own boat, you can go out in your own boat. So 16-foot boat, if it's a wide boat and you've got, you know, 40, 50 horsepower motor on it, I think you're kind of right on the edge of that's the minimum I would do. So if you've got a nice wide 16-footer, nice high gunnels and a good size motor, by all means, there's days that will absolutely work and you can get out there, you can catch some fish. But I would tell you to bring it. And then, like I said, if it gets too bad, the weather gets too bad, we'll get you on a boat with somebody else and you can still enjoy 4 days of fishing down there. So that's a very easy thing for us to do. Okay. Any other comments on colors for fall? Anybody got a favorite that they like? Maybe something they've seen over the years. It's fall time, just putting a bait in the water, right? Like I said, I like raspberry dolphin, pink lemonade, Speed Racer, one that Mike at Warrior does. Fire Tiger, I always fish Tiger. Green Pumpkin with a purple eye. I know that's not a crankbait. I know that's his favorite color jig. I'm just going to say that. So, but you know, those basic colors, thoughts on small blades on treble. Are you talking about putting like a small spinner blade on a treble hook? Is that what you're talking about, Jimmy? Nothing I've ever done. I've never done that. Baby Blue Minnow, one of my favorites, absolutely one of my favorites, in the fall. Yeah, I've never put a spinner blade on this. Never done that. I don't know why it wouldn't work. I don't know why it wouldn't, you know, create more flash and create a little vibration. Don't know why it wouldn't work at all. As long as it doesn't mess up the diving depth and the action of the lure, no reason why. Chris, has anybody ever used the Bandit with the glow stick? I had a couple. I take them on my box. I know some guys have used them. I have heard a lot of issues with the seam of the bait and where you put the glow stick, that it does get water in it. So I fished mine a couple times. I'm not a big fan of glow sticks. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that stuff. So, you know, I just look at, if you know me and you fish with me, and you see my gear, I am all about just basics, right? I'm just all about basics. I don't get, you know, you look at my jig box. I've literally fished two basic colors of jigs and about three different colors of plastics. That's it. I don't get crazy. I could literally fish anywhere with four color crankbaits and be happy and feel like I could catch fish. You know, I'm not into all that stuff. I focus a whole lot more on where my baits are. Are there fish there? And are my baits where the fish can see them? I think if you get that right, you can make a lot of mistakes with a bunch of other stuff and catch some fish. So, you know, I'm just a plain old, simple, basic guy, right? That's just kind of how I am. But Baby Blue Minnow is one of my favorite. Jazzy says, what happened to fried chicken? Fried chicken used to be a good color. It still is, right? There's nothing wrong with fried chicken. Fried chicken was a really cool color. It was kind of a dark gold base with some blue and some red in it. It looked like a piece of, like your fingers look like a piece of fried chicken on them. But yeah, absolutely a good one. So I got fried chicken in my box, trust me, just in case. Not a color question, but the only scents I have on hand are shad and trophy walleye. Will that be adequate for the FPW? Absolutely, it will be. You betcha. Scent is a huge thing. We're going to talk about this next month. Scent is a huge thing in the fall. As the water gets colder, scent is a big deal, even on crankbaits. Trophy walleye, shad, emerald shiner, those are three of my favorites. You can't go wrong with those. Pure Cured, my favorite stuff. Absolutely. I carry a lot of different scents on the boat in the fall, a lot more than I do in the summer. But Trophy Walleye, Emerald Shiner, and Gizzard Shad are the three ones I use almost all the time. Now, Ryan fishes Bay of Quinte a lot. He fishes the north side of the lakes a lot. He's obviously from Canada. I want to read this comment. He says, for him, when the water turns gin clear, it's dark purples, blacks, with a bit of orange or white on the belly. And it's funny you say that, because really clear water, I agree with Ryan. I like really subtle baits, right? I like blacks. I like purples. Again, my bones, like the pink lemonade, right? Gray Ghost, orange peel, one of my favorite. Just a gray body bait with three or four orange stripes on the side. My favorites. When the water gets really clear, especially in the fall, I think subtle baits, subtle colored baits, work really well. They work a lot better than, look, in the summertime, you know, it'd be silvers, it would be golds, it'd be flashy. In the fall time, I don't think you can do that. That's me. And Ryan seems to kind of back that up a little bit too. So there you go. Do you spread same color throughout your spread or keep them together? That's a good question, Jimmy. I usually start each spread Each side of the boat, you know, will have some of those basic lures, right? A white base lure, a black base lure, a purple base lure, maybe a clear lure. Both sides will have that, different colors, but the same basic base. I'm more concerned about the base, right? So if I start catching fish on a bait like this, right, with basically a bone colored side, right? Now my thing is going to be looking in my box for different bones. So I may go, this is bone with pink. I may go bone with orange. I may go bone with purple. I may go bone with dots. I may just, but I work on that base color first, right? And if I put, you know, maybe bones catch them, I catch one on white. I may take one of my blacks out and just keep working that pattern. So I start with a little bit of everything. I almost always have a pink lemonade in the water in the fall. Almost always have a raspberry dolphin in the water in the fall. Almost always have something fire tiger in the water in the fall, and almost something like a purple demon that's either dark purple or black, and then one of the Wonder Bread series in the water. Those are just bases that just go every day. Some days they come out, they don't catch anything, but I don't fish the same colors. I do fish the same body bases on both sides of the boat. So a white over here and a white over here and a black over here and a black over here, just to kind of give me a feel for what's going on. And once I start to dial in on something, then we just start making that circle smaller, 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 and we just keep honing it in until we get the right stuff. And we get a lot of that out. And then when that bite stops, we start all over again and work backwards. So I spread my stuff out. I don't like to run, you know, two whites together or two blacks together. I want one of each on both sides of the boat, just in case there is a situation where one side's moving faster than the other, or the fish are on one side, or whatever the case may be. We all know that sometimes one side of the boat catches fish better than the other side. So I like to have the same thing on both sides so I can kind of determine that part of it also. So, I like to spread my stuff out just to let the fish give me an idea of what they actually want. So that's good. That's a good question, Jimmy. I like that. So thinking about the spread, right? And you guys have heard me say lots of times, you know, when you put, I don't care if it's a 4-rod spread or a 6-rod spread or, you know, a 12-rod spread, like around the pontoon, somebody has to make that decision as a spread. It's really hard to fish my side, your side, because then things don't match, right? You find out you got three of the same lures in the same color at the same depth. Well, that doesn't do any good, right? So somebody has to make a decision on what they're doing. Or I've done this in the boat before. I pick a lure, a color, and a depth, and then the other guy picks a lure, a color, and a depth that's different. Then I pick, and then he picks, and we get our spread out that way. But if you're gonna share putting the spread together with somebody else, make sure you're talking. You don't want to end up and have the exact same lures in the water at the exact same depth and go, well, that's no good. Hopefully that works, but usually doesn't on the first couple passes until you get dialed in pretty good. So I like to have one person run the spread. Just I'm running the spread. I'm thinking in my head of 6, 8, 10, 12 rods, whatever the case may be. And I've got the spread set the way I want it. Different lures, different sizes, different shapes, different colors, different actions, different depths. I'm looking, you know, I'm in my mind, I'm seeing a three-dimensional of a whole 12 lure spread. So just something I like to do. So, all right, anything else? We've been on for about a half hour. Just wanted to talk about crankbait colors. Anybody got anything else they want to add about fall fishing colors? Any questions about the fishing education weekend? Anything else that we can help you with tonight before we wrap her up? Okay, I don't see anything here. So before you leave, remember, scroll down. There's information there on the upcoming event, Fishing Education Weekend. If you've got other questions, you can go to the after session comments and questions. Just send us a question. We'll get back to you in a day or two. And then please make sure you scroll all the way down the bottom of the page. You'll see where it says newsletters. There's a white box there. Please enter your email address so we can get you on our newsletter starting January 1st. We're going to have a lot of really cool stuff kicking off in January, and you're going to want to know about it. So Mike makes a good point. Any members in here, the live Q&A that we did last night works exactly the same way as this does. It's exactly the same way. You just go to teachingfishing.com, click on the Members Academy, sign into the members area. You scroll down, you'll see 12 squares, one for each month. Click on the month, and then you'll see below it, you'll see the live Q&A. Click on that, and you're right there. And this is the same exact way the chat works on the live Q&A. So if you had trouble with that yesterday, hopefully this kind of helps. It's the same exact thing. Works exactly the same way. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for your time. Please check out the Fishing Education Weekend. We'd love to have you there. We want to get a full crowd this year. You know, we've had a lot, last couple of years have been kind of down with, you know, kind of what happened in 2020. We're back up. Everything's going. Nobody's shut down. There's no more mask mandates. There's none of that garbage. We can have a full time, have a full food hall, a full seminar hall, a full hotel. So let's get that group, get your friends signed up, and let's get a full group coming to Ohio. All right, guys, we will see you next month. Appreciate it. If you ever anything, again, teachingfishing.com, you can send us a question. Facebook, on the Teaching Fishing, on the Teaching Fishing Educational Forum or the Teaching Fishing Anglers Club, you can send us a Facebook post. Just let us know what we can do anything for you. We'd love to do it. All right. Thanks for your time tonight, guys. Thanks for joining. And we'll see you back here next time on Teaching
Fishing. Do you like catching big walleye? Do you like chasing trophy walleye? Do you like learning how to catch more walleye? Do you like meeting new fishing friends? If so, combine all four and join us at the 2022 Teaching Fishing Fishing Education Weekend in Huron, Ohio, November 3rd through the 6th. In our 18th year, we bring four full days of fishing, seminars, workshops, great food, and a little bit more to help you improve your chances at big walleye, trophy walleye, more walleye, and new friends. For details, visit www.teachingfishing.com.